So this is Jonathan Grimes here, and I am here with Enda Bates. Enda, can you tell me what exactly you're doing in the Contemporary Music Centre tonight for Culture Night?
Well, tonight I've got an installation called Sound Swarm, and it's like a musical game. And so the function of the game is the user uses a Nintendo Wii controller, and this controller allows you to fly the swarm of sound around in 3D space around you. And the goal of the game then is to try and fly the swarm into the center of the array, and when you manage to get it right in the center, then some lights go on and some sounds start playing and you've won the game. So it's kind of like a game that expands your awareness of spatial hearing and also kind of exposes people to hands-on control of electronic sounds using a controller they may or may not be kind of familiar with, the Nintendo Wii controller.
So describe perhaps what we're looking at now. We have
Four loudspeakers. So we have a quadraphonic array, and then this is a laptop screen which contains the Maximus P patch and implements the whole installation. And so essentially this is a swarm, it's a synthesized sounds, 32 individual sounds, and the movement of these sounds then is controlled by a flocking algorithm. And this is basically an algorithm that mimics the way flocks of birds or shoals of fish or swarms of bees, that kind of motion of all of these small individual units moving as a whole. And this algorithm models that, so this swarm of sound flies around in a way which is quite evocative of natural motion.
Can we maybe have a listen to it?
Yeah, absolutely. So it's quite distant at the moment, so we use the control.
So I'm standing in the middle of these four speakers.
And so that's a fly through there, and then if we bring it into the middle, we can hear the sounds that go off, indicating success. And we can also then adjust the pitch of the swarm by tilting the controller.
So this is all done, I mean, the cool thing about this is all done with a Wiimote, which
yes.
is commonly found in game systems.
Yes.
So it's great to be able to adapt this technology, and presumably, is it easy to adapt it?
It actually is. There's been a real convergence in the games industry recently where most of these platforms are really now just like PCs. The Xbox is another example, is effectively just a PC. And likewise, the Nintendo Wii, it just uses Bluetooth to connect the controller to the Wii, or also you can just use Bluetooth to connect it to the laptop. So it's easier and easier to use these devices with computers for other purposes apart from gaming. We see this more and more with like platforms like the iPhone and the iPod and all these different game controllers. It's really opening up a lot of possibilities in terms of new interfaces for musical expression.
Great. Well, thanks very much, Enda. And if you happen to be around Dublin City between now and 11 o'clock this evening, come into the Contemporary Music Centre and check this out for yourself. So thanks, Enda.
Cheers. Thank you, John.